Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Enes Cavill. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. And now, play ball. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Milner reaches second base with a double. Boisclair moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judds drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Boisclair. The throw to Richard covering the plate. The slide. Boisclair is out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Cavill reaches second base with a double. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Judsa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan strikes out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milan. The throw from Richard and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jutza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Milan moves to third. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boisclair moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milner strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to third. Matlack moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roberts moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Howard pinch hits for Skip Judsa. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Devanon pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Wilbur Howard now playing left field. Jerry Devanon now playing shortstop. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Milan moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boisclair bunts towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Phillips. Watson moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Leon Brown pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Joe Torre pinch hits for John Matlack. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ron Hodges now catching. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard bunts towards the mound. Lockwood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lockwood. Howard moves to third. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0 for 1 in the game. Devanon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.